The Water Values Podcast, Session 47.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my son Joey said, I'm Dave McGimsey. Thanks for joining me. I hope everyone's doing great. Really appreciate all the new listeners. We had a huge spike in downloads last week across the entire catalog of the Water Values Podcast. That means you're spreading the word, and I'm very grateful to you for that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Today's show is fantastic. Jeff Hughes of the Environmental Finance Center of the University of North Carolina joins us to discuss a broad range of rate and rate design issues in the water wastewater sector. He's got some great examples of creative rates and rate designs that are being deployed or considered to be deployed across the United States. I found our conversation absolutely fascinating, and I'm sure you will too. With that said, let's get on with it. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Jeff, welcome to the Water Values Podcast. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate your time. To start off, could you please tell us a little about your background and how you got interested in water?
Sure, I'd love to. Most of my career, I've worked with or for local government agencies, some water utilities, but also some other environmental service providers. I was a small county public works director for a while and had a water utility under my purview, as well as things like solid waste and other aspects of environmental services. So I've just always been intrigued by how government agencies provide those services. I've worked some as a consultant, and then obviously for currently work in the academic arena, but still focus on that area.
Sure, and could you tell us what kind of you're doing in that academic arena?
Sure, and I say academic arena, but it actually is a very applied academic arena. I work at a place called the University of North Carolina School of Government, which is really cooperative extension for public officials. We do what academics do. We do research and teaching and advising. It's just I work primarily with students that are public officials rather than academic students. I do have quite a few master's and PhD students that work with me on research projects, and I occasionally teach courses in our public administration department. But most of what I do is probably more similar to a consulting firm. We are on call to answer questions that people have related to what's legal in the environmental finance world, what are best practices. A lot of our research involves documenting best practices. So we do a number of statewide pricing studies where somebody will call us and we produce tools that will show what are standards in a particular state. So that's really the academic world I sit in. If you're familiar with the academic world, that focuses on things like peer-reviewed papers and just research seminars and that sort of thing, that's not me. That's not what I do.
Okay, now you use the term environmental finance. Could you describe what environmental finance is?
Sure. It's a hard thing to explain, particularly to my family members when I'm trying to explain what I do. But no, I think seriously, there's a number of definitions. Particularly, we were talking in the academic world. I think environmental finance in the academic world can really be synonymous with environmental economics and can include a lot of non-monetary analysis where you might be trying to figure out the societal benefit.